Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, so America do not want y'all to know this. Many people ask, does my age, race, or my gender affect my credit score or getting approved for some things? And you are going to be shocked when you actually find out the truth to this. All right, the answer is no. Your race, your skin color, your height, your age, rather or not you're a female or a male, or you're born a female and then you switch into a male, or you're born a male and you switch into a he, she, them, they, none of that stuff matters when it comes to your credit score or getting a approval. Okay, banks are in the business of making money. They lend money, they store money, they invest money, and they make money. Okay, they do not care what you look like, how tall you are, how short you are, what your skin color is. None of that stuff matters. When you apply for financing, the only thing that matters is how much money you make, how much debt you're in, and what's your credit situation. Okay, by me owning a credit repair business, I've seen thousands and thousands and thousands of credit reports with my own eyes. Before I started Sturgis Credit Repair, I worked in the car industry selling cars. I've seen hundreds of credit reports throughout the years of working in the car business. And I can tell you, or hundreds per year working in the car business, I can tell you for a fact, I've seen all races get denied for financing. I've seen all genders get denied for financing. I've literally seen all heights of people, and you know, none of that stuff matter. You know, what matters is your credit score, how much debt you're in, and what's your income, okay? For example, if you make $50,000 a year, you're not financing a $500,000 house today in 2024, especially with 7% interest rates. You're just not. It's not because of your race. It's not because of your gender. It's not because of your age. It's because you financially cannot afford a $500,000 house. Okay. If you apply for a vehicle, let's say a $50,000 truck, but you have a 400 credit score with negative items on there, you are not getting approved for that truck because you are a risk factor. Okay. Let's say if you're a 20-year-old and you want to finance a sports car, you perfectly can. No one's stopping you. However, you may not get approved if you have not established credit scores in your teenage years. You haven't applied for secure credit card. Maybe your parents haven't added you to some of their credit cards to be an authorized user. You haven't built credit. You have zero credit history. It has nothing to do with your age. It has to do with your credit profile. So you see a lot of people playing victim and are making these articles. So many Black Americans were denied for a home loan, or so many Americans under the age of 25 were denied for car financing because of their age. No, none of that stuff has to do with it. Now, let's say if your credit is good and your income is good, let's say if you make $200,000 a year and your credit score is an 850, but you're maxed out on debt, you know, your house is probably $10,000 or $8,000 a month on a mortgage, or, you know, $6,000, and maybe you got $2,000 a month in credit cards and auto loans. Who knows? You know, if you're maxed out on your debt to income ratio, you're at that 40% of your income, you're not getting approved. So even with perfect credit and, you know, your age is good and you got great income, you know, if your debt to income ratio is at 40% or higher, you're still going to be denied for financing. So again, that does not have any effect on your age, your race, or your gender, where you're from, where you live. None of that stuff matters. Again, the only thing that matters is debt to income ratio, credit history, and income. If all three of those things check off, you will be approved. Okay. If your credit card utilization is great, you're going to be approved. If you're not running your credit 1,000 times every single month and you don't have any recent hard inquiries, let's say 20 plus hard inquiries within 6 months, you're going to be approved. Okay. So if you get denied for financing, it's because of something is wrong with you financially. Why would the bank purposely deny you based on race, gender, or age when they see that you're responsible financially and they make money by charging you a interest rate based on you having a loan or based on you having an account with them? They charge you interest, which is how they make money. If they just deny people based on genetics or what color their skin is or what age they are, or, you know, what gender they classify themselves are, they're going to go out of business because they're not making money. So banks want to give you money. They want to loan you money. They want to charge you interest. That's how they make money. So if you're denied for financing, it's because of your credit or your debt to income ratio or just your income in general. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S, creditrepair.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.